Hi, thank you guys. Wow, we're not clappers over here, are we? Everyone else was so excited. Were you were clapping? Oh, okay. I don't want to open the show with a big thing, but I was looking at your hands and there was... May I ask you a question? May I ask you one question before I start? Do you consider me clapping right now? Is this... just a little bit of support, that's all I asked for. I saw you clapping. Okay. What? Oh, thank you. I didn't say thank you, but I did say that... Okay, thanks. How are you guys?
Great.
Fine.
You look phenomenal tonight. You look incredible. I love what your outfit.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. See what you get when you clap? All right. I'm kidding. You look beautiful. Are you kidding me? You know that. You know that, babe. When I complimented you, I didn't think it was going to turn into a whole fucking... We're going to switch the people from the front. You've been behaving yourself phenomenally, sir. You look great. Okay. Okay, cool. Wow. I just gave someone their first compliment. You look so surprised. You look great.
Thank you so much, man.
You're welcome very much. Do I sense, and I'm about to... I got some killer material lined up, by the way. This... If my intro didn't get you moving your hands, some of my jokes will really make you clap. Do I hear a slight accent, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Do you want to divulge that? Or you're acting like you're crossing the border. What?
I'm here legally.
You're here legally? Okay, first off, very defensive. And what? Quite a way to start a sentence. Where are you from? That's all I really wanted to know before I became your immigration lawyer. What? Where?
It wasn't always the case, but now I'm legal, and I'm from France.
France, okay, cool. Wow, all right. All of the sentence besides that last word I didn't really get, but I... welcome. I'm from Canada, and we have French... We have French Canadians in our country. They're a little less paranoid, apparently, than the... Anyways, thank you. Is your girlfriend... Are you from France, too?
No, I'm Persian.
You're Persian? Yes. Okay, cool. All right, I know where that is. Just... Can I say why I love San Francisco? May I tell you? And then maybe you'll... change your opinion of me. This is the first club I ever headlined in, right? And this was the first time I sold out all the shows on a weekend, and this just means so much to me. Yes, and I love San Francisco, and let me, before I continue, I love San Francisco, and I'm not a fair weather lover of San Francisco. I loved it even before you guys solved the homeless problem. I know you guys solved it. Don't belittle me. Sir, do you live in America now? You've come from France, and you all the way from Persia. And, sir, do you live in America now?
Yeah.
What motivated you? Because we've both immigrated.
So I was living in Spain, fell in love with an American girl.
Okay, Wait, you fell in love with an American girl?
Yeah.
But are you not with a Persian...
Different one,
okay, cool. All right, let me tell you a little tradition we do in the New World is, when you don't have to do this, this is something we just brainstormed on the Mayflower, but when you're with one woman, sir, you don't bring up the other woman that you fell in love with. That's a little something we do, but no, honestly, have red wine at lunch and cock block yourself if that's what you want to do. So then you were in Spain, right? Didn't even need to talk about the woman you had sex with. And then, what's that? You're here now. Thank you. Thank you for, you can really, really spin a yarn. But where did you meet your Persian girlfriend? That's what everyone wants to know, because that's the happy ending. I did not know. I thought this would be so quick.
Say word.
Did you meet the Persian? Your Persian girl. What's your name?
Hoda.
Hoda? Yeah. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Where did you meet her?
We met online.
Online. Okay. Wow. You really builded our expectations up for a hell of a tale, and then it was just how most people meet.
I worked for Tinder, so I met her on the competition.
What?
Okay, just lady, I got this. All right, whoever. We're 5 minutes into the show, and I have proven I got it. I did that whole New World thing. Yeah, I'd have another drink. Oh, you work for Tinder. Oh, that's amazing. Okay.
I should not be proud of that.
You should not be proud of working for Tinder? Why not? Doesn't it bring people together? You should not be proud of meeting her on Tinder. You should not be proud of talking about the time you got laid in Spain is what you should not be proud of. But beyond that, there's nothing wrong with meeting someone on Tinder. I'm gonna move on. And we're throughout the show, we're going to try to build your self-esteem a little bit. All right. Whew. Out of the gates. What's your name? Sir, this is what I... Honestly, before I move on, I just want to say how likable you are. Immediately, I liked you. Okay?
I like you too.
Okay, cool. What's your name, sir? Jim Appel?
Matthew.
Matthew.
Yeah.
Okay. So I liked you up until the Matthew thing. All right, let's just... All right? Are you friends with...
Yes, he's Iranian as well.
Oh, he's Iranian as well. But... Oh. Oh, okay, cool. Wow, I forgot I hired you to be in charge. Good Lord. She's the opposite of you. She's too invested. You're from Iran too, sir. Okay, cool. So you're Persian. I don't know if you knew that. I knew. That's amazing. What a rich culture I learned about 3 minutes ago. So, but you don't... Do you know Matthew and... I know her name, lady. All right? Hoda. Okay. And then you're with your girlfriend. This is your girlfriend. What, your wife? Well, it's not a competition, dude. Where did you guys meet? That's where I hope to get married someday.
Work.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, you know what? I'll look at your LinkedIn and I'll figure out where... What do you do? Matthew works at Tinder. And how long have you been with your girlfriend for?
This is our second date.
Oh, your second date. Okay. So far, so good, Matthew. Good God. What would possess you to talk about the woman in Spain? Why did it? It wasn't even part of it. I'm like, no. I got something funny to say, Matthew. Because I said, where did you meet her? And you're like, I got fucked in Spain. And I'm like, it had nothing to do with that. Why did you bring up Spain?
You asked me why I came here in the first place.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. Okay.
And I came here for women.
All right. You take the French attitude down a little bit. All right. Good Lord, Matthew. You braced yourself. Did that offend you? You're okay? Oh, good. Okay. You two have a great... I have a great feeling about this.
Second date, though. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, second date. What did you say? A second date you don't know. Okay, yeah, that's...
No.
That's what women like. Skepticism. They love it. I'm dyslexic. Are you dyslexic? No. Okay, you'd know. Is anyone dyslexic? Are you? Sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know that... Because you're dyslexic, if you have a kid, your child could possibly be dyslexic, 50% chance?
Yeah, my dad's dyslexic and my grandpa, my dad.
Oh, shit, all the way down. Oh, okay. Yeah. I feel like that's a lot. I did not know that, and I feel like that's a lot for a kid to deal with. 50% chance they will be dyslexic. For my kid, I feel like that's a lot for them to deal with. Dyslexia and being raised by a single mom.
Yeah,
No? Right? Matthew, you got a kid in Spain. Matt's gonna need another Chardonnay. You haven't chatted, but your girlfriend is a hero. She's a teacher. What do you do?
I'm currently unemployed, but I go to law school in the fall.
Currently unemployed, but going to law school in the fall. That's incredible. Congratulations. So you're currently being supported by your girlfriend, and then that will continue for a few years. All right, that's we should celebrate that. I'm really gonna switch out the front row. It's just. Girls, what do you two do? You both look beautiful this evening.
I'm a neuromuscular therapist.
A what?
Neuromuscular therapist.
Neuromuscular therapist. That's your job. That's fucking crazy. That, I mean, it's for me, it's more of a hobby, but that is. that. That's phenomenal. I never, you know, when you love something and you're like, I don't want to do this like professionally, but you just. Neuromuscular, buddy. Okay. That's impressive. You help people heal. Right?
You know what it is?
Neuromuscular therapy. Yes. NMT. Not so dyslexic, am I? It was really hard for me. I do know, but may I say something? You look very young. I have a lot of friends in the field, and you look very young to be a neuromuscular therapist. MNT, yeah. What's that? Her job is more impressive? Not to me. Honestly, that's a really impressive job. I'm going to talk to your friend, but don't freak out, babe. What do you do? What's your occupation?
Strength and conditioning for the Air Force.
That's you help. I'm Canadian, but what's that?
Go Habs.
Go, yeah, Montreal hockey team. Very appropriate to yell, sir, at a comedy show in San Francisco. What? It's okay. It's okay, but I don't think heckling is your thing. What's your boyfriend's occupation? What?
I don't have a boyfriend.
You don't have a boyfriend? Crazy. Wild. What's that? Do I have a girlfriend? Wow. Bumble Live. I don't want to get into it, but I'm just so heartbroken. Yeah, it's not complicated. She broke up with me because I like neurotherapy too much. And where did you guys meet?
At a New Year's Eve party.
A New Year's Eve. That's perfect because it strikes midnight and you. Did you guys. Sec, no? Okay. How long have you guys been together for?
10 years.
10 years? Holy shit. I thought that was. How many years have you guys been together for?
16.
Sick. Oh. 10 years, you're a very patient man. All right. Lord, you're amped. The lady is amped. If I could take a little bit of you and a little bit of running, we would have a normal human being. Well, may I ask you, because you're with someone for 10 years. You're obviously, you guys have the secret how you make it work, right? No. I only want to talk to you now. This is a mistake that I do. And tell me if you think this is a mistake. I feel like I sleep with a person too soon. Do you think that's bad? Is that a bad omen? How long should you wait?
He made me beg for it.
He made you beg for it. This, I hope you guys are enjoying this as much as I am. Good Lord. Wow. That made me a little bit hard. I was going to ask you generally because I didn't want to embarrass anybody. But no, you've already humiliated your partner. So let's... Well, how long did you wait? How long did you wait then? If we're gonna be that. Sorry, I'm not used to everyone opening up. No offense. How long did you wait?
3 months.
3 months. Jesus Christ! When did you move here from Utah? 3 months. Good Lord. We're lucky if we get out of the building. What? Okay, I might have gone too far. What? Sir, is that? I don't think I've never had a relationship for 10 years. I've been in like relationships that feel like 10 years, but I've never. Do you recommend? Maybe that's what I should be doing. But that would mean I would meet someone and then I don't know how to put this nicely. Ejaculate in the fall. Is that what you recommend? 3 months. So August, September, Halloween? Fuck. 3 months. Do you feel that's a long time? I have primal urges, dude.
You what? Guys know. Look at his face.
I got this, lady. I love when you embarrass your boyfriend, but beyond that, you're really no use to me. Whoa, so do you recommend, should I do that? Have you always, is that your rule, 90 days? What do you think? I know you're not comfortable with this, but you...
That's like a holding period.
That's a holding period. It is. It's a period where I would be holding myself frequently, yeah. You're smart as shit. Do you think that's a good idea? 3 months? It's gross. Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. We've located who I should be talking to. It is. It's disgusting. Maybe that's the move. Bumble, you've been uncomfortable since I walked on stage. What? Do you think 3 months is that reasonable?
Yep.
What the f***? There's fucking global warming. We might not even be here in 3 months. There's fucking Armageddon going outside of the club. I feel like we should fucking repopulate, right? 3 months? 3 days. Even that seems ridiculous to me. What? Whatever, ever. What?
3 days.
3 days. You've dropped it to 3 days.
I told you I was begging at 3 months.
You were begging at 3 months. I'm surprised you were even in contact with him at 3 months. Jesus Christ. I'm going to move on and do a bit. Sir, how do you feel about that? 3 months. You meet a woman, you fall in love with her. She's a neurotherapist. And. 3 months, doesn't that seem like some type of Amish horse shit? It's too long. God. Sir, we were all mystified by your sex rule, and you're so calm, cool, and collected. You don't even give a shit. You're like, this is how I live my life. You clearly had a side piece at the time. But I, just kidding. Well, you don't owe me, you motherfucker. My ex insisted that I masturbated about her. Yes. What? Yes. She wanted me to masturbate about her, which, wait, Matthew, you're on board? You've experienced that before?
Many times.
What?
Is that the French way? For you to have a little death, it's what the French call orgasms, you're the woman you're with expects you to masturbate about her? Oh, okay, cool. Let me take a stab in the dark and think that you brought up the Spain woman again. Is that, is it the same person?
Yes.
Let me do this joke, but before I do it, I just want you to know I'm over my ex. All right, I started seeing someone, it's super casual. She is, she's rich. I've never dated. Australia, have you ever dated anyone rich?
No.
No, you're always just hanging out with ranch hands? Is that,
This woman is a great look, but it's so Americana. You know what I mean? It's like. So this woman is rich. I highly recommend it if you get a chance. And I've always paid for things, and she pays for everything. And then if I sneak and pay for something, which I try to do, then she makes such a huge deal out of it. It's emasculating. You know what I mean? Like, she'd be like, thank you for the tea. I'm like, all right, thank you for the dental surgery. Yeah, I feel like... Australia, did you like that one? Or did you good? I feel like Australians, that really means a lot to me that you are on board with the material. You have free healthcare. Okay, yeah, Canada has free healthcare too. I don't bring it up in front of a bunch of these people. I feel like Armageddon out there, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Germany has the best.
Oh, whoa. That's kind of the town hall vibe I was hoping my career would go into. Are you from Germany?
Born and raised, yeah.
Born and raised. Oh, okay, cool. You don't have a German accent.
I try not to.
Oh, yeah, I guess so, because of the thing that happened. You brought it up. She brought it up. She brought it up. Greatest audience member in San Francisco. All right. So you were born and raised in Germany, but you don't. So are you, like, emulating an American accent? Oh, shit. Yeah, that checks out. And, but what made you move to San Francisco?
Nothing besides a job.
Nothing besides a job. Okay, cool. So I would just probably lead with job. Do you not like it here?
I prefer Texas.
You prefer Texas. Yeah. But you know current history when she says Germany, everyone's like, oh, that's great, interesting culture, rich history. And then Texas gets booed. All right, well, I just have a thing. I love San Francisco. I'm not pandering to these people. Yeah. This is like Jerry Garcia's hometown? You don't know? More of a Himmler. All right, so... That's it. That's definitely gonna be on TikTok. All right. What was the job?
I'm a lawyer.
A lawyer. Oh. Will you get off her dick? Why is that a bad thing? What kind of law? Before we judge. What kind of law?
Well, it's not getting better.
Okay.
Productive
defense.
No, a product.
Oh, product defense. Oh. I'll explain it to them. Remember when Nana went blind?
I only do cars.
You only do cars?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember when Papa... drove off the cliff. Well, Matthew, may I ask you just because you're my only French friend, right? Did you lose your virginity? Was it like a very French, in a French manner, like a meadow or a cafe? What was the what was the location?
Honestly, I can't tell you. I mean, like, that's embarrassing. Back of a car. Like
back of a car. Oh, okay. What's that?
Very American.
Oh, that's yeah. That's what I was gonna say. Given if I had the chance. That is very American. It's very American for you to speak over me.
Funny.
Listen to this. What's that, Matthew?
Give some attention to her.
I don't think it's...
No,
I would never put you in that position, baby. The only reason I asked you is because I knew you were Dinah Tellis. I lost mine. Listen to this. I lost Matthew. I lost mine. I lost my virginity on a waterbed. Maximum level difficulty. That's how they train Navy SEALs. Yeah, and that's... It's true. And that's why I get hard during high tide. It's in... What's that?
Waterbeds are like 1986. When did you lose your virginity? They were all dead by the 90s.
It was in a museum.
Like, ow!
I don't know.
Era.
His parents had a waterbed, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
I would believe that.
Okay.
I needed an explanation.
Yeah. Okay. We you owe everyone an explanation why we're.
Questions.
What about heartbreak? You honestly, do you have any advice to get over heartbreak?
Time.
Time? Oh, okay.
That's so good. I'm not. Not
what's
funny.
That?
That's not funny.
Well, it's not your job to be funny. Yeah.
Waterbed.
Let's okay, cool. Maybe let's. I got a second show, but then after the second show, we'll hit the waterbed. All right. That's how you close, Maddie. No, are you kidding me? You know that.